Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Rastelli. Welcome to The Hemp Show. This is powered by CanTrade. My name is Mark Rastelli. I'm the CEO of CanTrade and the host of The Hemp Show. Next up, I'd like to welcome Barry Statcher, the Chief Operating Officer of High Falls Hemp, and Nicholas J. Haminsky, their Director of Business Development. Sorry, called you Barry. Barney. Meant to say Barney. Barney brings 25 plus years of experience as a consultant in strategic brands and business development to High Falls Hemp, also known as HFH. He worked in diverse categories and channels, devising and implementing growth strategies with some of the most creative startups to some of the biggest and best known companies and brands in retail, customer products, hospitality, including brands like Target, The Hyatt, and Whole Foods. He has a very personal experience in the use of CBD as a natural means of relief from the symptoms both of his children experienced due to Lyme disease. Moving on to Nicholas. When you work with Nick, you get an employee and leader who has a strong work ethic and an eye for business, as well as a person who is extremely passionate for cannabis. Nick instills his experience with cannabis, his professional work ethic, and his passion for this plant into High Falls Hemp and the hemp industry. Thank you so much for joining us, Barry and Nick, and welcome to The Hemp Show. And sorry, I messed it up again, Barney. I keep messing it up. I'm trying to go too quick. We're a little bit behind on the show.
You know, Mark, or should I say Mike?
No, it's apologies. Apologies.
It's perfectly all right. I often say I really don't care what you call me as long as the check clears. So, thank you for the introduction and the introduction of Nicholas. So, yeah, I have personal experiences with the product. And as do our founders, High Falls Hemp is a real place in the Hudson Valley of New York. The founders have operated a family farm there for a number of years and about 3 or 4 years ago turned towards hemp after having experienced the benefits of CBD following recovery from an automobile accident and all of those things that come with it. So finding relief in it, made them turn towards it. The company is really a farm to table brand. We grow it. We have a proprietary process for extraction and formulation. And Nicholas is really he's our plant scientist. He really understands the plant, the cannabinoids on all levels, the extraction process is current with the legislation, as is our founder. Nicholas is very tied into the New York State community, both on a hemp and cannabis level, on recreational and medical. Also has personal experience with the plant. We started farming 3 years ago, about 18 months, 24 months ago, introduced the first products, full spectrum tinctures, introduced them locally, and then began to expand both in product categories and our distribution. We work only with reseller partners that have a level of education and consumer contact as part of their mission statement. We won't work with retailers that we'll just describe them as, being in Manhattan, I can call them bodegas or smoke shops. And so that's important to us, the education of the consumer and the reseller on the product. We, of course, have high level of testing, but we go a level further to the genetics on our product. And we share every level of detail with our consumers beyond those of most brands out there, of course, with the standards of packaging. We're trying to stay ahead of the curve, as we should, on testing and QR codes and those things that connect the consumer to the credibility of our brand. We're doing not just our own branded goods, but because we produce an excellent distillate, we provide those as what I'll call an industrial product to other brands and white label on different scales. I don't know if I can share my screen with you now to show you an example of one of those that we've recently launched, just to share with you. Oh, pardon me, that's the wrong one, but that's our farm. So pardon me there.
We're currently seeing the High Falls Hemp website.
Yeah, pardon me, I shared the wrong one.
Okay, no worries. It happens.
But Nicholas can speak to our farming and our brand in terms of how there are our founders and the agriculture and our processes there, which are organic practices. So I'll turn it over to Nicholas.
Thank you, Barney. So we have been cultivating in the Hudson Valley for about 3 years. We are working with a seventh generation vegetable farmer currently named Kenny Oakley. He is very knowledgeable. We don't use any pesticides, herbicides, or fungicides when we grow outdoors. We actually cultivate with around the border, growing different vegetables to actually attract natural beneficial insects to our garden, which actually is a great source for praying mantises, natural ladybugs, and anything that fights the aphids and spider mites, anything like that. We actually did, hanging behind me is the current 2020 harvest. We have curing and ready to go, getting ready to strip and get put in the biomass and then put in the distillate. As for our current company, we do use supercritical CO2 for extraction, and we do use a hemp seed oil as a carrier base for our finished tinctures.
Excellent. So where are you right now? I mean, you got a really cool background. Looks like you're being eaten by some hemp plants up above you. Can you tell us
how I like it? I'm actually in the processing facility right now. So this is where we'll hang it and dry it after we cut it at the farm, which is about 2 miles away from where the processing facility is. And then once they're cured and processed, we actually strip them down to super sacks, then send them to our laboratory for extraction. We do have an extraction license, but we actually teamed up with another local extraction up by Albany, who does all the extraction for us. And then once we do that, it's going to be supercritical CO2 thrown through there, and then we actually filter it 3 times through a carbon microfilter to actually assure that we meet all New York State standards and regulations.
And one of the things that really distinguishes us from others, aside from this really what I'll call excessive OCD level of quality, is the fact that our tinctures are in a hemp seed oil base. So we don't add anything to it. Our shelf life is good because of that. The taste profile is extremely clean, so we don't add any other flavorings. And so that's a key factor. One of the things that I believe Nicholas can speak to is that we're also developing crops of CBG-rich plants. Again, because that's where both the market and the science is heading. So we want to be on trend with that.
The O'Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O'Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
Excellent. I see you have some of the products there with you. Do you mind showing us some of the products? I see some.
Pardon my Vanna White. Oh, so these are our High Falls Hemp Relax and Restore Terpene Blend Gummies in a tapioca base. Again, low sugar, less than another nationally known brand of gummies who will go unmentioned.
Real quick, before you move on to the next product, it's another gummy product. But can you also tell us about the, you mentioned terpene formulated as well. So can you dive into that and how you use that within the gummies?
So again, we like to think of ourselves of partly as an IP company in the research of what's cutting edge in terpenes and flavonoids and other ingredients, farm-based ingredients. And so we have... our founder, Rick Weissman, and Nicholas have formulated and researched and formulated two different types of terpene blends for our first introduction. One is Relax Restore. The other is Focus Empower. They have different flavor profiles, but they also have different terpene blends. And Nicholas can speak to the difference in the terpene blends. We chose them for their enhancing effects, the entourage effect, as other minor cannabinoids do. But Nicholas, you want to speak to the specific terpenes in them?
Sure. The Relax and Restore, they're going to have 25 milligrams of CBD, as well as beta-mercene, I believe, is the most dominant terpene in there. So that's going to be more for a nighttime type blend to relax and just get you going for the night. It actually does help me sleep throughout the night. I haven't woken up ever since I actually started introducing the terpene blends to there. As for the lemon ginger, it's going to be a limonene dominant terpene. That's going to be more for the daytime blend. Same milligram to CBD, 25 milligrams per gummy. And they actually do have a great texture to them. The terpenes aren't overpowering, and the lemon and ginger blend perfectly well with the lemon soda terpene profile we actually did for that.
Very cool. Excellent.
Yeah. So we'll be expanding on that as we also expand into more, as I said, CBG or CBN rich products and into other topicals that serve anti-inflammatory and antibacterial antiseptic needs with other products that can be farm grown, are farm grown. So we're in the process of formulating and adding those now. So yes, I was showing the other version, a very nice child safe packaging.
Excellent. And then, so do you have other products with you as well that we can check out, or those
I
the main?
Do. Thank you. We have our, so we offer full spectrum. We offer isolates. We offer ranges of concentration from 300 milligram and a 30 ml up to 3,000. This is an example of our lotion, which is really a wonderfully full absorbing non-greasy formulation, which provides a lot of a relief. This is 1,000 milligrams in a 4-ounce tube. We also offer lip balm, very rich, 60 milligram lip balm at exceptional price points. Sample packages of gummies as well for the same introductory. And we're offering 15 ml sizes as an opportunity for both resellers and consumers. Pardon me, I should get a comparison here. To have introductory price points. And those, again, are at different concentrations. I did want to circle back to make sure I did just talk about some of our white label and partnership programs that we're doing. And I'm going to share this screen again, if you don't mind. This is Graham & Company, which is a luxury hotel in Phoenicia, New York. So a regional partner that we've provided a co-branding solution for their guests, because what could be better than a relaxing place to stay at this time of year in fall foliage season or post-election, and to have some co-branded CBD along with it. And so we've developed their own packaging, labeling, product page to go along with it. And it's curated and powered by High Falls Hemp New York. And so we can do that on a number of levels, as well as providing, as I said, our proprietary distillate to other brands and manufacturers.
Excellent. Very good. And so thank you so much for being here. We got to wrap things up. We've run out of time. If you're interested in connecting with Barney and Nick and High Falls Hemp, please add them to your network on CanTrade. You can also place orders and ask questions directly from the High Falls Hemp wholesale menu posted in the webinar chat, along with the CanTrade feed and in the podcast show notes. Yeah, I mean, these look great. I got to get out to New York, especially, I mean, that the hotel that you just showed, I'd love to go stay there with my wife.
It's great.
And then have some High Fall Hemp products at the same
time. Absolutely. That's the whole
come
tour
the farm whenever you want as well.
Solid. Yes, yes, definitely. I can only imagine how amazing it smells in there right now.
Oh, I'm loving every second of it. All the terpenes blended together is awesome.
Cool. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.